with existing and intended character of the general vicinity. All right, so I have a lot of stuff here that I think we're going to butt heads on with the passing of the Gomez Project. Is Alpine, has been mentioned, is a pristine community. And like Greer, you know, they've taken some steps to you know, Greer probably doesn't want Gomez Project. And I stand here today to tell you Alpine doesn't want it either. So Alpine, being what it is, would be changed dramatically by a high-density project. This is a high-density project. I've been in real estate my entire life and been a developer for a good portion of my entire life. I've never proposed such a high-density project smack dab in the middle of a rural community. So if we're talking about a rural community, is the Gomez Project in harmony with a rural community? I mean, how can you say 113 units smack dab on the highway is going to be nothing but an eyesore? How can that be harmonious with this? So I see I have about a minute and 10 seconds left. So you guys are in charge of making a decision about this. You have to grant Gomez a CUP. Well, first of all, I think you're wrong. I think this whole premise is wrong, and we should revert back to the Alpine Community Plan. But the fact remains, if you consider granting him a CUP, you have to ask yourself, is this in accordance with what is good for Alpine? Is this harmonious? Does it benefit the community? The people of Alpine don't think so. And I'm going to prove to you, because I'm going to produce records of people and signing a petition that say it doesn't meet with what Alpine wants. So you have to consider, are you doing what's right for Alpine? Is this the right thing? And I'm going to tell you, no, it isn't the right thing, because Alpine simply doesn't want it. And I'll stop with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Tricia McDougal.
Hello, my name is Patricia McDougal, and I'm at 23 County Road 2089 in Alpine, and I'd like to yield my time to Betsy McKenzie.
Thank you.
Betsy.
So before I start my timer, my name is Betsy McKenzie. I live at 224 County Road 2117. Before I start my timer, I believe we have reached confirmation that the Alpine Community Plan has been adopted. And we're still arguing about whether the appendices were adopted.
He says no.
I thought I heard a yes.
The appendix were never adopted.
No, that's not what I asked.
That's a call to the public. I'd like to have
okay.
3 minutes.
So I would like to, within 3 minutes, let me start my timer.
Actually, she has the timer now.
I hope she hasn't started it yet. Okay, go. Now that we have agreed that the Alpine Community Plan has been adopted by the supervisors, I would just like to read a one-page summary of excerpts from it, one of which does state that commercial businesses may be located within 300 feet of a highway. Doesn't mean they should be. It also goes on to say, and I only quote a few of them here on page 17, the area's primary residential and open space character should be maintained. Ensure that commercial activities are compatible with surrounding land uses in terms of visual appearance, traffic generation, water and sewer requirements, and noise and air quality. On page 20, mountain residents and investments are attracted by the spaciousness between homes and between developments. The views and openness are a significant part of the area's quality of life. Because of its especially important visual qualities, development throughout the Alpine area should be designed to complement the landscape, not degrade it. Page 21, maintain and protect important natural space. The passage of time. On page 24, it says, the passage of time brings changes. The task for those responsible, which means everybody in this room and the residents of Alpine, but especially you ladies and gentlemen, that your responsibility is to manage, change, and grow in ways that prevent damage to the character and livability of Alpine. Those are quotes out of the Alpine Community Plan.